This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. Hello, Happier Podcast listeners. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and you are listening to a special bonus mini episode to celebrate the release of my new book, Outer Order, Inner Calm. We hear from many podcast listeners who also love listening to audiobooks. My hope for Outer Order, Inner Calm is that you'll start reading or listening to the book, and before long, you'll spring to your feet, unable to resist the siren call of clearing clutter. It feels so good to get rid of things we don't need, don't use, or don't love. This book is meant to make that process as easy and as pleasant as possible. Because that's my aim for the book, I was very pleased that the day after we finished recording this audiobook, my director, May, emailed me a photo of the clutter she just cleared out of her office. Listening to me read the book aloud got her inspired. I hope you enjoyed this excerpt from Outer Order, Inner Calm. Onward and upward. Clearing clutter is a big challenge. Why? One reason is that the process requires us to make taxing choices about what to keep, what to discard, and why. Often, to make those choices, we must confront the reason that we've accumulated that clutter in the first place. Do any of these explanations sound familiar? This thing is so useful that someday I'll find a way to use it. I could get this thing fixed or altered. Life's too short to spend my time dealing with this thing. This thing was a gift, so I need to keep it out of respect for the giver. This thing hasn't been used up yet. Just wait. Someday this thing will be a collector's item. I never had this thing as a child, so I want to have it as an adult. The more things I keep, the more I will leave my family one day. This thing reminds me of someone I love. If I deal with this thing now, if I make my bed or wash this dish, I'll just have to deal with it all over again tomorrow. I'm more creative with all these things around me. I can't deal with this thing until everyone around me agrees about what we should do with it. Someday, I might need this thing. I don't have the space to put away this thing properly. When I have time, I could do a cool project with this thing. Going through my things stirs up my emotions, and I can't handle that right now. Everyone I know has this thing, so I should have one too. I don't have the time or the energy to decide what to do with this thing. If I get rid of this thing and other things, my home or office will feel sterile and stripped. I've had this thing for so long, I can't get rid of it now. I forgot about that thing. I didn't even realize it was there. This thing will feel lonely or abandoned if I get rid of it. I'll definitely use this thing as soon as I change my life in a major way. I'll get a puppy. I'll lose 30 pounds. I'll form a band. I don't know where to put this thing, so I'll just put it here. I have to leave this thing out where I can see it so that I remember to deal with it. It's exhausting to make decisions. Nevertheless, the crucial first step in creating outer order is to figure out what stays and what goes. Creating outer order becomes far easier when there's less clutter to manage, so it's worth the effort to sort through our possessions. At the same time, it's important to remember that outer order isn't simply a matter of having less or having more. It's a matter of wanting what we have. Make choices. Prepare yourself. Clearing clutter is exhausting because it requires us to make choices. And making choices is hard. It takes intellectual energy as well as emotional energy. For this reason, clutter clearing, like everything else in life, is easier when you're well-rested, not hungry, and not rushed, and if necessary, fortified with plenty of caffeine. For a major clutter clearing, you may want to recruit a companion to help you make decisions and deal with the grunt work of sorting, moving, packing, and tossing. Also, proper supplies make the work easier to do. Ziploc bags, garbage bags, labels, storage and recycling bins, plastic gloves, cleaning supplies, a stepladder, a flashlight, a permanent marker, a pair of scissors, boxes, packing tape, a box cutter, manila folders, and paper and a pen may come in handy. Consider the three big questions of clutter. When trying to decide the fate of a possession, ask yourself, do I need it? Do I love it? Do I use it? Sometimes you use something that you don't love, or you need something even though you use it only once every 5 years. Or perhaps you love something that you never use. That's okay. Just because something isn't being used doesn't mean it's useless. But if you don't need it, love it, or use it, you should probably get rid of it. For any possession that passes this test, ask one additional question. Where does it belong? Every item should have a specific home. Never label anything miscellaneous. And don't use a term that's a synonym for miscellaneous. I once created a file called Active Useful Documents and then never looked in it again. Outer Order, Inner Calm is available everywhere books are sold in audiobook, hardcover, and all formats of ebook, Kindle, iBooks, Google Play, you name it. Thanks to everyone who pre-ordered the book. I don't take the support of my readers and listeners for granted. If you have the time and you're so inclined, leave a review on Amazon or Goodreads, share a photo on social media, and tag me with Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for listening. Onward and upward.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.